This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. Law enforcement and protesters in the Twin Cities suburb of Brooklyn Center clashed Tuesday night for a third night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. The officer involved in the shooting has since resigned, as did the police chief on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get an update on the Iran nuclear deal with Dan Araki.
Iran announced Tuesday that it will begin enriching uranium to 60% purity, pushing its nuclear program closer to producing weapons-grade material. The announcement coming as informal talks between the U.S. and Iran are set to begin in Vienna in an attempt to reform the 2015 nuclear agreement negotiated under former President Obama. But Congressman Mike Turner says a return to that deal would put the U.S. and many of its allies at risk. The Ohio Republican who sits on the House Intelligence and Armed Services Committees tells Newsmax TV that Israel in particular is in grave danger with a nuclear Iran.
Our European allies and Iran said they were going to stay in the deal. Obviously, Iran did not keep to that. The Biden administration, though, by trying to run back into this very flawed deal, certainly puts Iran closer to being able to obtain a nuclear weapon and then, of course, being a real threat to both Israel, throughout the Middle East, our other allies, and, of course, Europe and the United States itself.
Iran has a population of 83 million. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
President Biden is expecting American taxpayers to pay foreign countries to curb the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here here and maintain a long-term residence here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Biden in late March tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the U.S. efforts with Mexico and Central America to address the number of migrants heading north. So far, nothing has been done to curb the crisis. Hank Newsom, the head of the Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation in how the global network spends its money after BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors spent $3.2 million on homes in predominantly white neighborhoods. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. We're going to be talking about Christian optimism here in just a moment as it relates to the death of Prince Philip. And Dr. Jim Dennison joins us, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum. Jim, before we get to that, I wanted to just observe something and share this with you and get your read on this. We've had three nights of rioting in Minneapolis, and it's heartbreaking to see what's going on, and we see the frustration, we see all the emotions, but I'm not seeing people of faith coming out and countering this narrative and this emotion. I mean, where is Jesus in all this?
Yeah, Bill, thank you for the chance to talk with you about that, because that's really the critical question. You know, Easter recently, we all celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, the fact that he's alive, that he's as active as he ever was. And then we go about our lives. We go back to Monday as though Sunday never happened, the day after Easter as though there was no Easter. Jesus is just as alive now as he ever was. He wants to work through the body of Christ today like he worked through his body then. We're here to extend his ministry today. So we ought to be asking exactly your question. What would Jesus say? What would we do? And then we go and say that, and we do that as the presence of Christ today.
Yeah, in pursuit of the truth in Jesus' name, because we know that's where peace enters in, is when we have truth. And right now we have dangerous narratives out there flying around, Jim, that are just inflaming people and giving them some sense of justification. I guess to go and destroy buildings and raid property and, you know, loot. This is less than the character of an American, much less a citizen of God and a kingdom.
That's absolutely right. No, that you're even back to the founders. People sometimes justify this with the Boston Tea Party, for instance. The Boston Tea Party was a very specific targeted action at the British government. They made certain no individuals were harmed. They made certain no property was harmed. They actually had to break a lock to get onto the ship to overthrow the government's tea. They actually replaced the lock. They were that careful to make certain that innocents were not harmed, that property was not harmed, that they made a specific political statement. That's the opposite of rioting in streets and victimizing, in many cases, less privileged families, less privileged business owners, and actually sending exactly the wrong signal in the context of all of this. It makes the situation worse rather than better every time.
Well, we keep repeating the insanity. I mean, where's the relief? I mean, Portland is all lit up, and of course, all this is happening not that far away from the court case for Derek Chauvin, which we're dealing with. You know, the death of Floyd, Mr. Floyd, and you know, the whole idea of due process is out the window. I mean, you've got government or state officials, you know, being being fired. You even have the mayor suggesting that police officers should, you know, when they make a traffic stop, that they should not have a weapon. I bet if this mayor went on a couple of traffic stops in short order, he might realize that a weapon would be advantageous.
That's the balance here. It looks like we're looking for a binary. Either the police are never wrong or the police are always wrong. When in fact the third position is that we're all fallen. We need protection from each other. Democracy is important, not because we're so good we can govern ourselves, but because we're so bad we can't be trusted to govern ourselves. And we need each other under the leadership of Jesus and what he uniquely can do in our lives.
That's why we're to trust God and lean not on our own understanding, right? Because again, that reminds us that we are fallen, we are impaired, nobody's perfect, but for God. God is the only one.
Of the day. That's my challenge. That's my great challenge every day.
Amen.
When I get up, I'm on my throne. I don't know why it happens overnight, but every morning when I wake up, I'm back in charge. And every single day, I've got to repent of that. I've got to say, Jesus, you're the king. You're in charge. You're on the throne. I'm getting off the throne. It's being filled with the Spirit, as Ephesians 5:18 says. It's seeking his mind, his leadership, his direction. I have to do that every day and then all through the day, or else I'm in charge when he needs to be in charge.
Jim, how do we invigorate and encourage the pastors in this area, out of the area, whatever, whoever's available, you know, to go to Minnesota, to be there on the streets, on their knees, asking for God's wisdom, asking for God's peace and comfort? You know, there are some people, there's no doubt that I believe that are, you know, that can be encouraged and receive the message. We know from the Word of God that there's some fools, no matter what, they're not going to. But still, you know, again, in the hope and in the reality, our reality, time and again, our optimism in our faith and our Lord happens at these points. I mean, these are incredible opportunities to give glory to God and to let God's hand be evident in something that is so impossible, whether it is for law enforcement, political officials to solve, but for Jesus.
Oh, you're exactly right. There's an example of that. I had the opportunity yesterday to speak at the Louisiana Governor's Prayer Breakfast, 57th year. They've done this. They've done this in pandemics. They've done this in horrific experiences. Theirs was the last large gathering last year before the pandemic shut down. And yesterday it was the first large gathering on the other side of that on some level. And the governor was there and spoke eloquently about his faith. Here are these believers rising to the occasion, making public their commitment to Jesus, praying for the nation, praying for the local leaders, praying for those that are victims of this pandemic, being salt and light, taking initiative and going into the culture with the good news of God's love. That's the incarnational impulse that's at the heart of the Christian faith.
You bring up a good point. Maybe that's what we need to do. Let's just have a massive prayer breakfast there in Minnesota. What do you think? Out in the streets, we had a massive prayer breakfast. Just go ahead. Hey, let's flip pancakes. Let's cook up some sausages, bacon, whatever it takes. And let's just all come together as one, as people that are seriously interested in being part of the solution and not adding to the problem.
And that's our balance. We either withdraw from the culture thinking we have nothing to do with it, which keeps salt in the salt shaker, or we think the answer is on somebody else and we achieve only a political solution, and that's critical. The political is part of that. But at the end of the day, it's pretty clear. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Starts with us. Praying, seeking, being salt and light as the hands and feet of Jesus.
Well, as you say, Jim, and my experience is that a political solution without God is unsustainable. It's a short-term answer because the fact of the matter is just like you said, every morning we wake up and we're back on the throne. And until we realize that, hey, what are you doing up there? Who told you to get off the throne? And, it's our humanity. And God's heart and love for us is such as that he understands that. But we also have to have those God moments where we realize, hey, look, it, we're off the throne. God, you're on the throne. That's where you belong. All honor and glory to you. We're knuckleheads. Help us out.
That's a daily decision.
How's that for a daily simple prayer, Jim?
Huh? Absolutely. God, James, if you want to get along with me, stay off my throne.
Amen, amen. And it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, sometimes you think you got to be super Christian or whatever. Hey, just talk to God. God understands. He does understand English, Spanish, all the languages of the world in all their simplicity and innocence. Trust Him. And lean not on your own understanding. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us, and we have more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Anybody here looking for revival? Get along, halt and a grown man. Anybody looking for revival? Lift up your voice, lift up.
lift up your voice, lift up your heart, and agree with God, because as we know, it starts with repentance. And look, as time goes by here, and with everything that is affecting our culture these days, from this pandemic, illegal immigration, taxes, it's endless. What is happening in our world, the threat of our liberties. Dr. Jim Dennison, I spoke with Ken Starr yesterday. What a delight to speak with that brilliant man who has written an awesome book on Christian liberties, on the attacks on Christian liberties, and that one of the key refrains throughout the book is that he is encouraging us to know our rights, that in big part we are where we are today because we need wisdom, don't we?
We really do. I've spoken with the judge about that and about his book as well. And so grateful that he's done that. Can't think of anybody better positioned to do what he's done. Mm-hmm. As a service to all of us, and that's really the two phases. Before we get to the second phase that we all think about, which is defending our rights and mm-hmm. pushing back in judicial systems and adjudicating conflict and all that, the first piece that we overlook is the one that he's so emphasizing, and that is to know what your rights are now. Know what you can do today, stand up for what the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and what our jurisprudence allows us as believers to do today. It's a critical position in these days.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about Prince Philip. We've been watching memorials and story of his history. I mean, what an incredible individual. And, as you hear his story, Jim Dennison, you just know the hand of God. His purpose, his identity, his time, that opportune moment to meet the princess who would later become queen. And here he is, a man with any other normal, manly type ambition. And in this case, it was for the Navy. And he was rising through the ranks. And suddenly his father-in-law passes away. And his world's turned upside down, not to mention the prince, because now she's the queen. It's a whole different program altogether.
It is. And the servant position he adopted in the midst of that. There were challenges along the way. Of course there were. But for 75 years, he served the royal family of his adopted country. The statistics are staggering, what he did, the way that he served across all of that time. It's been calculated. He undertook 22,191 solo engagements, delivered 5,493 speeches, served as the patron of 800 charitable organizations. He was a remarkable public servant and someone whose example we certainly need to emulate today.
Yeah, and one of the things the memorial pointed out was, and I didn't hear this about it, about him. Of course, I wasn't living in England at the time, but that he was known for his gaffes. So, anybody in a political position or a position of authority like that, the media is going to be there to capture anything that they can bend into a joke.
One of his biographers, however, speaking of that, I thought this was really interesting. And you're right. I was like, he wasn't there in the real time. But he said most of those gaffes were intended to put you at ease. They were intended to give you the ability to connect with him as a person. And there was an intentionality behind that to kind of demystify the position that he took. He dressed in a way that was not nearly as regal as a lot of the family were. He didn't stand on position like a lot of the family did. And his familiarity with the person, with the culture was intentional in the mind of this biographer.
You could tell in some of the interactions, it was almost, he was a tall figure. But some of the interactions with people, you could see the childlike little sport in him, where he just and I believe his position really gave him added advantage to that end, because like you said, it was just to make people feel at ease, that he wanted to be regarded as an ordinary citizen like them in a sense. He just happens to live in Buckingham Palace and he's married to the Queen. Other than that, he wants to be normal, right?
And that was part of what he felt like the family needed to do. He really felt that for the royal family to have a future in this culture, in this anti-monarchical kind of spirit, they needed to connect with the people. He was one of the people strongly encouraging Queen Elizabeth to be very public about her faith in her very now famous 2000 Christmas address, for instance, and to address the tragedy of Princess Diana's death, for instance. And so he really wanted the entire family to be more familiar, more connected with the culture as well.
Well, a new era is on the horizon for the British Empire. with the passing of Prince Philip. You know, the Queen said that he was her rock, and so what is it going to be for her? You know, with Prince Philip not around.
That's a place for which we need to pray. You remember that very famous address she made when she was a very young woman, how she would give her life for the rest of her life to serve her empire. And it's been reported in recent days, the reason she's not stepped down yet, the reason she won't in this, is she feels a call from God to serve the Lord and to serve her people, and she will do that as long as she's able. So she deserves our prayer support as a fellow follower of Jesus.
Yes, as someone who lost her husband of 75 or 73 years?
It was more than 70, I know that.
I think somewhere 73, 75 years. I mean, imagine, this is quite the testimony. And you say, you know, as you were breaking down these ministries and acts of service by Prince Philip, which was extraordinary, that it should give us, give all Christians some optimism, right? And some examples of leadership as well as followership.
And the fact that God's working in ways we may not know. For instance, I was fascinated to learn more about his personal faith, to discover the degree to which he would attend sermons, he would quiz the pastor afterwards, and one of the pastors talked about the depth of his biblical knowledge, and that said to me, God's doing things I don't see. Let's not limit God to what we see God doing. Let's not limit God's ability to our ability. God is on the march, his kingdom's on the move. Whether we know it or not doesn't change that reality.
Exactly. Well, and you had to know that he was in the Word of God, because you can't ask questions if you're not familiar with the context, can you?
That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that the pastor said was he had to be on his game, he said. He would really put you on your mettle as he was taking notes of the details of the sermon and talking with him afterwards. And that came out of a very definite biblical worldview that was central to his life as well.
What else can you tell us about Prince Philip that should give us some optimism?
The place that at the end of the day, I think his example can be our example as well, is wherever you are, maximize that opportunity. Where you are is your kingdom assignment. You may not be living in Buckingham Palace, but your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are a child of the King. You're a member of the most important royal family of all. Seize the opportunity, seize the moment, not for your sake, but for his sake, to serve and to advance his kingdom. And if you'll do what Prince Philip did, your service will have an eternal significance in this temporal moment.
Yeah, the other thing that came out in this memorial, Jim, that I thought was of interest was his connection to Prince Diana, that there were some similarities in their lives, you know, in a sense being outsiders. I mean, he was a Greek prince. And then, of course, we know the tragic story of his family. And interesting that in a way it seems a little bit, if I can stretch this metaphor or at least this consideration just a little bit, it was almost Joseph-like, because in order to get to Buckingham Palace, he had to take a couple of detours. But he was in understanding that he was very sensitive to Princess Diana and writing her, you know, letters of support out of that spirit.
No, that's exactly right. When he was 18 months old, his uncle, who was the king of Greece, was deposed. There was enormous opposition to them. The family had to flee, and they smuggled him off the island of Corfu in an orange box. They turned into a crib at 18 months of age.
Now he's Moses. Now he's Moses-like. He's Moses-like. He's in an orange box. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and then just to know that even at 18 months, God had a plan. God had his hand on his life. If God can use an orange box, God can use anybody to do anything in his sovereignty and his grace.
Well, and you're exactly right in terms of the vision and identity. The vision comes from God as well as your own identity. But that is something that we all have to look for. And that you can only get with a relationship with God. If you're not meeting with God, then you're not going to understand the vision that God has for you, your identity, and where your role is to be played. And clearly for Prince Philip, he understood this, because it did fight against some norms of the time, and I'd say even probably for today as well. Dr. Jim Dennison, thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. Law enforcement and protesters in the Twin Cities suburb of Brooklyn Center clashed Tuesday night for a third night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. The officer involved in the shooting has since resigned, as did the police chief on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking about Do Good. It's a docu-series, and the second episode is live now on YouTube. You know, as hurricane season is just around the corner, to give you a little background, of course, officially, I guess, it begins on June the 1st. For some reason, I was thinking in May, but, you know, hey, I've only been here in Florida for 11 years. You'd think I'd have it down by now. But Louisiana is the focus of this particular series, and it's still recovering from the double hurricanes that struck last year. In a new docu-series called Do Good, veterans Justin Roberts and Hank Barbie have put their heads together to learn and share the stories of those suffering from hurricanes Laura and Delta. And they're linking arms with the organizations who are working towards recovery. And once the series reaches monetization requirements on YouTube, those funds will go directly to the organizations featured in the series. So you have a way of doing good, as Do Good goes full circle here. They've produced this docuseries telling the stories of these individuals, which are just so incredible and heartwarming. And again, it reminds us all of, you know, the sense of commitment of our humanity, that we enjoy the hand of God upon our lives, and, you know, that it could cause us, I believe, to take a reassessment of how we look at our fellow man, and especially, you know, in dire circumstances. as to what happened in Louisiana and these victims of these double hurricanes. Can you imagine? I mean, one hurricane bad, so we're going to have two. And so a great documentary, this docuseries is taking place. And so you know how YouTube works. If you don't, it works on clicks and eyeballs. So we can participate in doing good by going to YouTube and watching the episode. Like I said, this is the second episode. Watch it, and it will count towards the eyeballs that it will give the movie credit for, this docuseries, give them credit for it, and that way it reaches monetization, which means money will start flowing back to Justin and the organization, and what they're in turn going to do is take that money and pay it forward directly to the organizations featured in the series. So it's win-win all the way around. And we do have Justin Roberts with us now. Justin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
How you doing? Glad to be here.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And you guys are doing great. And this is awesome. As a military vet, the founder of Echo Bravo Productions, you've been focusing on military veteran and first responder-centered films. And this Do Good docuseries is another installment that inspires relief work and volunteerism. And I can just tell you, congratulations and thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Well, the second episode
in front of everybody.
Well, yeah, and I was explaining as we were trying to, you know, get you connected here to the show, is that this is one of those circle-like investments. I mean, it just goes round and round, just keeps paying forward here. And here you're paying it forward, telling the stories of these victims, particularly in Louisiana, that got hit with these two hurricanes, and then hoping to monetize, this docuseries so that the money generated can go forth to these organizations that are featured in your series, right?
Yeah, and that's something that we were trying to figure out how to support these organizations. As we started talking with them, we realized that a lot of them, for the last year, they haven't been able to do a lot of fundraising. They couldn't do in-person fundraising, and a lot of people were economically hit from the pandemic. So they didn't have the money to donate. So we were asking ourselves, well, how can we raise support for these organizations when people don't have a whole lot to give? And this became the solution. So that way, just by watching and sharing, people can still make an impact for these organizations and also learn more about people who are doing good.
Exactly. And Justin, what people need to realize is that our tax money doesn't cover everything. It doesn't make everybody whole. These local communities are really looking to help, looking for help, from neighbors, neighboring cities, states, that sort of thing. And you've got people donating not only from this country, but around the world that have seen the series.
Yeah, and it's becoming a movement. And that's what we wanted to really launch, is not a YouTube series, but a movement that's just focused on doing good for those who do good.
Isn't that cool?
We're seeing that getting started, and it's inspirational. It renews your faith in humanity, which
exactly.
is desperately needed right now.
And again, I keep saying that it's, like the Bible says, better to give than receive. And when you do this act of giving, wow, I mean, what a feeling. And this money is going directly to the problem. It's not getting processed through a bunch of administrators that are taking some huge cut off the top. Like something like we know some of these political foundations are famous for. This is actually going to the problem. And this is such a blessing on so many levels. So people can be confident that their investment will go for the right reason to the right cause.
And all they have to do is watch.
Right.
That's
it.
That's the impact point. It's like, and it's, everybody's going to get on social media today, and they're probably going to get on to some sort of YouTube video, watch something. This is just something that if they actually take part in it, it also makes a difference. It makes an impact for the people who are on the front lines of these problems. But it helps get us lifted off so that way this season we're covering, this hurricane disaster. But next season it could be somebody else's backyard or even your backyard, when your community gets hit with a disaster. So if we can get do good neighborhood up and going and get it rolling in a great way, then we can respond to those future issues.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, we can just keep this going. Again, it's like I said, it's just incredible circle that just keeps going forward, you know, for your investment. Now, when people are on YouTube, what do they have to type in order to get to Do Good? They just type in Do Good and it'll get to the episodes?
Roger that. Yeah, they're going to have to look for us on there. Mm-hmm. We're rising in the ranks. Mm-hmm. We just got started. But, yeah, if they search for us on Do Good or if they really want to get connected with us, to join us at the Do Good Army on Facebook. And that's where we're dropping the latest information and just really connecting with, you know, everybody who's watching and taking part.
And there's two parts now already out. You already released episode one, and episode two just got released last week. And we're excited. Part two gets released later this week, right, in a couple of days?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I misread that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And so we're going to get actually launched that on next Friday. And, you know, this last one is focused on a 92-year-old woman who is living in her car for the last 4 months. Oh. And they recently found her. She was the wife of a Marine veteran.
And Semper Fi.
And loved her community for all those years, and only to be left, you know, aside and discarded. And everybody thinks that, like, the government's going to mobilize and just cover everything when these disasters hit. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. We have to roll up our sleeves. We have to get involved in order to find these amazing people who sometimes are left on the side of the road. And so luckily the Cajun Navy had found her, and an amazing volunteer named Becky brought her into her home. Becky already had three disabled children she was taking care of, plus her family. And Becky just went along and started collecting up all of these hurricane victims who were left homeless.
Wow.
Brought them into her home and started taking care of them. So it's a powerful story. Do hope people can check it out. And the episode actually launched on Christine's 93rd birthday. So what we're asking is the audience to watch the video, but then to leave a word of encouragement to Becky and Christine and a couple of other people that we cover in the episode. So we'll print those messages off and then hand them to Miss Christine and Becky, and you'll get to be a part of the story.
Well, check it out. The YouTube address again real quick. Well, just go to Do Good, and when you're at YouTube, and you'll get access.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's Logistics Company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. William Gein joins us, the president of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a conservative immigration group. William, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us again.
I'm glad to be back, Bill. You know, today's actually a very important day strategically in this effort we have going on to stop these amnesty bills in D.C.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've pushed them back. The original plan was to have 10 or more Republicans join the Democrats to pass amnesty in the Senate by overriding the filibuster, which takes 60-plus votes. And the public pressure campaign we've been mounting against them on that, plus what's going on at the border, has thrown the globalists off of their Plan A. And they're now moving to Plan B, which is trickier. But to make a long story short, they are plotting to place the amnesty legislation into a budget bill and pass it using a process called reconciliation, which would only require 50 votes. And, of course, they have the 50 votes because, you know, all the Democrats support amnesty for illegal immigrants, and it won't take much to get a Mitt Romney or Lindsey Graham to vote with them on a budget bill and then go back to their constituents and say, I don't know what you're talking about. It was a budget bill. It wasn't amnesty. Oh, it's so confusing. You don't understand it. But millions of immigrants now have citizenship, right to vote against you in U.S. elections. So we're about to put out an email alert here in the next 15, 20 minutes, right after your show at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. They'll have some simple calling instructions because what we found has worked in the past to stop this particular type of trick, Bill, is that if people start calling Senate offices and saying, hey, I'm aware of the trick. I'm aware of the card trick. I know what what you're about to do. It turns it off. And then they'll have to go to Plan C. So today we're fighting their Plan B and trying to push them back to their Plan C. And, of course, every day that they don't pass nation-destroying amnesty for illegal immigrants is a win for us right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and the thing is the Democrats, Schumer, Pelosi et al., and even the president, somehow they have twisted the language to say that without a Republican vote, it's a bipartisan effort.
Well, it really is a bipartisan effort because, unfortunately, too many of the Republicans are compromised on this. Over in the House, while about 60-70% of the Republican lawmakers oppose amnesty bills, there's about a quarter or a third of them that are on the take with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, the big bank money, you know, that type of group. Plus, you know, so many of them are compromised by, you know, live boys and dead girls and kids, you know. Who knows what the D.C. powers has on some of these people, and what I speculate to be members of the Supreme Court, like Justice Roberts. But the powers that be in D.C. are used to getting their way no matter who plays the game and who comes to Washington. You know, the American public, we're on the outside. American public doesn't have a lobbyist. So The issues that we represent at Alipac.us on immigration issues are designed to be what the true polling data says that the American public wants, which is no amnesty for illegals and for illegals to go home, which is what the current laws state that they are to do.
Yeah, exactly. No amnesty, no health care, but yet every single one of the Democratic candidates for president raised their hand saying that, in fact, that they would provide health care for illegal immigrants. See, this was, and this only polled at the time, this only polled just even among the Democrats at about, 30%, 30%. So they went out and tried to sell this, and 70% of their constituency said no go. And now that they're in control of everything, they're going to say, well, yeah, you're going to get it whether you like it or not. And that's their own party, not to mention the rest of us that are having to, carry the water for this insanity, because we see what's happening at the border. And the other thing that's quite obvious, William, as you point out, is not only the voices that are against this, but the voices, there's no voices. Where's AOC? She was, crying supposedly at the fence when Donald Trump was president, but you don't see her crying right now. And the squad members, the things that they're saying, I mean, they're like totally, it's like, they're not even connected with reality. I mean, their statements are so delusional.
Well, they're just actors and actresses. I mean, there's a non-constitutional power running things up there in D.C. I mean, that's become very clear to me. I mean, we have the existing I don't understand any other explanation for why the existing border and immigration laws in the United States not only go unenforced but are being violated. Okay.
Exactly.
Our federal government bringing these illegals in and flying minors across state lines to hand them over to NGOs and Catholic charities and such, that all violates existing U.S. laws. Handing them work permits, that's a felony. It's a felony to help an illegal immigrant get a job. Then why isn't it a felony for our Department of Homeland Security to be helping illegal aliens get jobs to compete against Americans? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
But the main thing here for us is legislation and politics in D.C. For, the fiat or executive amnesty from Joe Biden is happening, okay? Illegals have amnesty right now. They're voting, they're working, they're living their lives without little or no fear of deportation under Biden. But we've got to stop that final coup de grace rubber stamp legislative amnesty that makes what the globalists have already done to America fait accompli and permanent. See, right now,
exactly.
It's not that they have not been able to pass amnesty, it's that we have stopped them from passing amnesty. Right now, since we have stopped them from passing amnesty legislation for 16 years, theoretically, for whatever it's worth, the illegal alien invasion and overthrow of the American public is stoppable and reversible through peaceful and political means.
Mm-hmm.
At this moment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you ever hear, though, that Joe Biden has signed some type of sweeping immigration bill, that only means one thing. That means that the official surrender has taken place, and members of Congress have signed the surrender of this country. And at that point, it's all over but the crime.
Yeah, exactly. Would it be? Are you saying total codification, or are you talking executive order here?
I'm talking about, a piece of legislation, some type of legislation that, right now they've got these bogus polls running around paid for by the pro-amnesty Fox News Corporation and Associated Press, which supports amnesty, and Washington Post, which supports amnesty, and the New York Times, which support amnesty, and all these amnesty-supporting groups have these bogus polls. You see, back 7-plus years ago, one of the things that helped us kick their butts in D.C. was all these polls showing like 60, 70, 80% of Americans opposing the legislation they were trying to push. So in the meantime, over the last 5-6 years, they have paid lots of money to have polls say, because you can pay money to make a poll say anything you want, to say
of
that
course.
Most Americans out there support a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, all of them, especially these poor little dreamers that came here to no fault of their own. And that's a lie. It's a huge lie. Most Americans oppose this, And we know it. So when I say that on this channel or to a member of Congress, I know that I am the vox populi. I speak for the vast majority of Americans, and they can. I've had so many fake polls waved in my face before, trying to slow us down and stop us. But it's designed to try to make members of Congress feel like they can go and vote for this legislation and be a winner back home. Luckily for us, we stimulate a lot of those members of Congress to get their campaigns to go back and run actual polls on their districts for the voters who are going to vote for them in GOP primaries and such.
Right,
and
they see
the real data back home. But right now, you'll hear people saying, oh, yes, Congress is going to go ahead and take care of this little immigration thing, which should have been taken care of so much longer ago. You know, it's just been so difficult. Why hasn't Congress done what everybody expects them to do and give these people a path to citizenship? And that is the last thing Americans want right now. Americans do not want a path to citizenship, voting rights and job access and badges and titles and guns and training as law enforcement for illegal aliens. Can you imagine that, Bill Martinez? Can you imagine, like, 2 years from now, getting pulled over by somebody who was an illegal immigrant that broke in this country that now has a badge, a gun, and a position of dominion over you?
Yeah, no, this is scary. And this is what's projected. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, what's happening, and Ron DeSantis, the governor here in Florida, is doing what he can to stop this, is that under the Biden regime, convicted felons are being released and, you know, ignoring what was so successful with the Trump administration. Joe Biden is releasing these convicted felons back into society here in the United States instead of taking them back home where they came from.
Well, I can tell you what the people of Florida need to do something about. I mean, first of all, Marco Rubio, who's been one of the biggest illegal alien amnesty supporters in the U.S. Senate, next to, like, you know, Mitt Romney and the late John McCain. But now he talks all tough. I think Trump has endorsed him. He's buddies with Trump, you know, all this stuff. But the other guy is Rick Scott.
Yeah.
The Democrats are retreating, are moving, being pushed back by populist forces, political forces on the amnesty issue. And here comes Rick Scott rushing in to save the day. Rick Scott's like, oh, no, we need to make some promises of enforcement to lie to the American public to get this amnesty passed. You Democrats, you're not including the lies in the bill about future enforcement. Let us lying Republicans put in some fake promises about future enforcement, just like the 1986 failed bill.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Bill.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then we can get it passed. We Republicans cannot vote to help you pass amnesty for illegal aliens unless you include the prerequisite lies in the legislation. I'm Rick Scott. Here's the lie. So right now, people in Florida can help us. So Rubio's too far gone. People have been yelling at him to oppose amnesty for illegals for a long time. The main thing you can do about Rubio is not fall for the tough talk and his pretense that he's like Mr. Tough on the border. But Rick Scott, he's a new blood in this game. He's the new John McCain replacement. He's the new Republican point man for amnesty for illegal aliens in America. And people in Florida need to be lighting up his phone lines at both both their D.C. offices and their district offices back in state, saying, why in the world is Marco Rubio and Rick Scott focused on helping illegal aliens instead of Americans? Because that's exactly what they're doing. And they'll argue. I'm not doing that. Where'd you hear that craziness?
Well, activate your citizenship. It's about we the people, William Gein. We appreciate the encouragement. And get on the phones right now. Get on the phones with your senators, your congressmen, and let them know where you stand on this issue. William Gein, the president of Americans for Legal Immigration.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.